Hi there. We are four occupational therapy students and a physiotherapy student, and we're here today to discuss our experiences being on placement with another student.
We discussed both in-person and remote placement options and how beneficial we found having another student with us for peer support.
What's everyone's experience on placement with another student like?
So Chloe and I have been working together really closely on our leadership placement, and I found it so helpful having a second person with me, particularly when it's a remote placement, as it's far less isolating. I don't know if you guys felt the same.
Yeah, I think we've really benefited from having another person on the placement and just being able to bounce ideas back and forth and check in informally with that other person has really made a difference.
Definitely. Yeah, a lot of extra support from one another. One of my placements was in Crawley, so we were a long way from home. Having that extra support, someone that you know there, really helps you to defuse, unwind. You can, helps to defuse stress.
Agree, and I agree with another place, another student in the same placement would definitely help, especially for social support. Because I was living in Brighton and my placement was in Worthing, and me and my buddies, I would call it buddies, like go to train station together, take a train, get a train back, like every day. Like, and the train, you can also initiate some other like topics related to placement and checking if each other is okay. So that is really a good social support for each other.
Yeah, definitely. You don't feel like alone with it, do you? You don't, especially if it's a remote one as well. Like, it's nice to have that other person that you kind of have that bit of a friendship with already that you can then talk to and kind of share the workload a bit, share your ideas, and then I think it must be nice for the educators as well not to have to think they need to check up on you all the time because you've got that other person to check in with as well.
Also gives you the opportunity to give feedback to each other and check each other's work, any spelling mistakes before you pass it over to your educator to look at. Yeah, it just gives you that extra bit of feedback.
I found on my last placement working on the ward, it was a stroke rehab ward. Yeah, we had these informal supervision sessions basically every day when we came together at lunch or on our breaks after placement. And yeah, together we could work on things, areas that we could have improved on, areas that we thought we were lacking in, encouraging one another. This linked into joint learning, so always discussing what books that you're reading, what might be beneficial to the other person. So this takes the load off of the educator. So I think contrary to what you may think, taking two students may actually be easier for you because of the support that they give one another, because they're help boosting each other's learning.
And it enables a greater output as well. If there's two of you, there's going to get more work done because you can share the workload, as you said. So yeah, the end project is going to be of greater value.
Definitely, yeah, and it's so much more motivating to be with another person. I mean, we're able to go see each other. Luckily, we're in the same town. Yeah, definitely, yeah, helps motivate one another.
Yeah, I found in my last placement when I was alone, like the team made a big effort to include me in everything, and but there was definitely a lot more one-on-one support that I kind of felt I needed from my educator, whereas if I had another person to kind of bounce off of and feedback from, I think it would have been nice to have that extra reassurance, and it would have probably taken the load off the educator slightly.
Yeah, you're definitely relying on your educator a lot more when you're on your own, rather than if you've just got a small question that you could check with the person, your peer, rather than going to your educator. It takes less time.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree.
And also you can take advantage of each other's like individual strengths. If someone's better at technology, you can ask them for help if you're not so confident. Writing, report writing skills.
For sure. Definitely. I mean, yeah, on the ward, yeah, we could just talk things through with each other. When you, yeah, normally you'd be talking to your educator. And I think that sort of reassurance, any anxieties, you can chat it through. It's a really good like sounding board to have for one another. Very like therapeutic.
I agree. And at some point, if you don't understand some issues mentioned by a supervisor, you can always ask your peer. If you understand that, you can like share with the knowledge together.
Yeah, I was just gonna say as well, I feel like it actually can strengthen your relationship that you have with your educator if you do have another peer on placement with you as well, because you've got that time to discuss with the other student that's on placement with you any of those what might seem like silly questions, the things that you're like, oh, am I on the right track with this and stuff, and you can use that time to kind of get those kind of questions in. And then when you actually then meet with your educator, you can then discuss like your progress and your development needs and stuff like that. So yeah, I think it actually helps the relationship that you end up having with your educator.
And you can be aware that your student has got someone that they know. If I was an educator, I'd be worried that my student was having a difficult time or having to check up on them. Having someone that they know there, that they might have already have a connection with, that could be really helpful for them, for your own peace of mind. We thought about if things did go wrong and they didn't get along, then I guess that's again, yeah, just part of life and having to work through that. And I'm sure, yeah, students are very capable of doing that.
I think that's a good like representation of what a team would be like anyway, wouldn't it? You're not, if the scenario came about where you actually didn't get on with the person that you were on placement with, then it might be that you then qualify and get into a team and you might not suddenly click with everyone on the team. There might be that in a real life situation. So it's probably good practice, and I'm sure that, you know, you're both working towards the same thing. So there are things that you can definitely have common ground about, even if, you know, you might not have spoken to that person before or spent that much time together. Like our unit experience has been a bit different because of COVID and we've all been learning online, but you know, you find ways around that to still be connected and socialise. So.
Just saying, it definitely does build like problem solving skills and, you know, the ability to learn how to compromise and stuff, which, like you were saying, Chloe, is all like very relevant to the MDT and definitely going to be skills that we all take forward, I think, into our careers.
Yeah, definitely. And just in terms of supervision as well, we've had a few joint supervision sessions, which has been really great because we can discuss what we've been doing in the week, you know, we're working together, but also we had 15 minutes at the end on our own where we could then discuss any concerns or just our individual progress. So that was a really good way of doing it.
Yeah, it's really nice having that joint time. So kind of, and it's nice to have that kind of, when you do have joint supervision, it's actually nice to have someone there as well that's doing the same kind of thing to bounce off and coming up with ideas. It feels much more natural. It feels like a big conversation rather than that, you know, one-to-one side of things. But then you can still have the one-to-one relationship with your educator as well. It feels quite flexible.
Thank you so much for listening, and we hope that in the future you'll consider taking two students instead of one. Thank you for your time.